the tool, Simon, I'm involved in the tool. Now the Mechaba. Hatzli in Tzorach Meliche, Rifi She'ei She'ev Adam She'boi Me'atzmei. Now, all the Nesikilim say that the psak of the Mechaber is that when you boil meat, you don't have to make Hadoche Kamais. When you cook meat in Igdeiro, so then you have to make, so it requires Meliche, and before the Meliche you have to make Hadoche Kamais, and then after Meliche, Hadoche Pasraise. How about Tzli, when you boil? So there is a Machlekes Rishayim. Now, actually, you could say that even when you boil meat, you should make the Hadoche Kamaise before you boil it, even if you don't salt it. Even if you don't salt it. So, you should be required to make Hadoche. Because some Rishayim in the Smag and the Smag says that the purpose of Hadoche Kamaise is to wash off the dam behind, the exterior dam. So, if you don't wash it off, then Melech will have the tendency to be mavliya the exterior dam. So maybe we could argue that even if you boil it, so but if you don't rinse the meat, you don't wash off the exterior drops of dam. So maybe so that it will be nivla. We could argue that way. And the shite of Rabbi Yehine, the Rashbo in Teres Habayis mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehine, and the shite of the Ramban is that Hadoche is required. Hadoche is required. Why? For the same reason. Because if you don't make Hadoche, so then all the exterior dam remains, and that through the fire. Fire can be mavliya the exterior dam. So in other words, just as fire extracts, draws out the interior dam, so the fire might be mavliya the exterior dam. But the shite of the Rosh and the Magid Mishne in Perik Vov Milches Macholes Asures Alochi Dveis, they say no. Ho'eish Nur and Mishav Shoim. Eish has the tendency of drawing out, not only drawing out interior dam, but drawing out the exterior dam. So the Mechaber, so all the Nesikelim assume that the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh. The Mechaber paskens like the Rosh, completely. Like the Rosh, the Magid Mishne, not like Rabbi Yehine, not like the Shita of Rabbi Yehine that Rashbo in Teres Habayis mentions, and not like the Shita, the Ramban, that's the same Shita, is the Shita of the Ramban. Alright, so Meili says, Hatzli nitzorech meliche. He doesn't require meliche, and they assume that Mechaba means, and Meili, no Hadoche either. No Hadoche either. Lifishoei sheiv adam shebei ma'atz. Avol in dam acher, not afol Hatzli. So you see from this expression in the Mechaber, you see that the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh in the Magid Mishne, not like Rabbi Yehine and Ramban, because he says, "Avol im dam acher not afol Hatzli, afilei sedam utzeinu le'amrinan sheishei avei." So if we say that when the Mechaber says Hatzli in tzorach meliche, he means in tzorach meliche ve in tzorach hadoche kamaise, so then we understand the expression avol, in other words. So you could argue, since you are allowed to be tzele a piece of meat without rinsing off the exterior dam, why? Because dam is mishef shoiv, even the exterior dam. So maybe we should say that if dam is spilled on the surface of the chtichas boso while it's on the broiler, so it should also be muter because nur mishef shoiv, because fire draws out. So he says no, there is a difference. There is a difference. In other words, if it's real dam bein, dam that was spilled on the chtichas boso from a battle, so then this kind of dam bein, so eish does not draw it out. But the dam bein that naturally appears on the exterior of the chtiche, even though some rishonim consider it also as dam bein, but it's not so dam bien, like dam that is spilled, like dam that is spilled from a battle. Because what's the difference between dam plate and dam bien? What's the difference? The difference consists in the viscosity, in the degree of thickness and viscosity of the dam. So in other words, dam plate is necessarily relatively very, very thin. But dam that was spilled, you know, from a bottle, anechtiches basar, is relatively very, very thick and viscous. Now, the dam, the exterior dam on the surface, so is not as thin as the dam that was niflat from the interior, but it's not as thick as dam, as real dam bien. So memele, the Mechaba says, avolim dam acher, even though the exterior dam that naturally, the droplets that naturally appear on the surface of the chatiche, these droplets, so each draws out, but you cannot go a step further and say that even mamish dam bien that is spilled on the chatiche, so that dam too, the each can draw out. So he says, "Avol im dam achir not avol atzli afle is dam utzeinen leamrinon shei sheyavei veisya memenu kedei nitil." Because that's the halacha. Milicha asas kedei klipe and tzli asas kedei nitil. Except if it's a dov hashomim fapeya, so then even tzli asas bichul. But we pasken the shachpens out. We pasken. I mean, there are more paskens that achshav we treat everything like Dov Hashomim Fapeya. So Memele, Tzli also would ask, and not only Kedinitile, it would be also the whole thing. Alright. So the Psach of the Mechaber is like the Rosh and the Magid Mishneh, not like Rabin Yehine and the Rambam. Roto Limleach Tzli Ulochle Beloi Hadoche Ois Vinloches Lidam Shalamelech. Now here, when he says Roto Limleach Tzli Ulochle Beloi Hadoche, he doesn't mean the Hadoche Kamaisi. He doesn't mean the Hadoche Kamaisi. True that the Mechaber Paskos like the Rosh and the Magid Mishneh that there is no need for Hadoche Kamaisi in Tzli. But that is only in the case where he's not Melech. So Memele, there is no problem with the dam, the exterior dam being Nivla as a result of the Melech. But the Ramban and Rabbi Yehine say there is a problem with the exterior dam being nivla to the age, so he passes like the Rosh and the Magid Mishneh. No, nur a mishef shoy. But suppose you are meleach. So then, and if you are meleach, and then you boil it. So then you have it. Then even the mechaber will agree that before you are meleach, you must rinse it, because otherwise, the meliche will be mavliya before. Before you reach the stage of tzli, so when the Mechaber says rotzolim leach tzli ulochle b'leyadoche, he means rotzolim leach tzli. So then, definitely, he has to make adoche kamaise before the meliche. Otherwise, the meliche will be mavli at the exterior dam. But he doesn't have to make adoche baschais if he wants to cook it in igdeiro. So then, he must make adoche basrais after the melicha to wash off the salt. Otherwise, it will be nivla in the basar. Mashein kein, if he wants to boil it after the melicha, so he can boil it without rinsing it off. Rotzel im leach tzvi ulochle bele adoche ois vein lochesh li dam shal ha-melech. Why? Because nure mi shef shol. But this is what, you know, the shach, several shachs are trying to point out here in this simen. That the Mechaber, when he says Uloch Libele Adoche, he means Uloch Libele Adoche Basraise, but he doesn't mean Uloch Libele Adoche Kamaise. That is certainly required if he's Meleachet, because otherwise the Meleachet would be Magliya before you reach the stage of Tzli. Alright, so he's Masik on the Levush, because the Levush, the Shach says, Mistuka means understood, you know, the Mechaber. Alright, V'yeish Mishaymeya, the Hanemile, when do we say? So that's the two mentions in the name of the Rashbo. So when do we say that he can, that if he's Meleach, the Bosa, and he's Tzelet, he can be Tzelet without Adoche Basraise? So that is only Hanemile Kishemilchei Vitzelei Yomiyat Avolim Sho Bimilchei Hamelach Bilei Avinesa. So then the melach, if it was shoshio meal, so then the melach is beleya the dam, if it's shoshio meal. So the melach is beleya the dam, and memele, it can become osa. Lifichoch madiche yofek idem sliyeh. So in other words, so when that's the tool mentions in the name of the Rashba. So when does the mechaber allow us to betzele it without adoche basraise? If he doesn't let the chtichas bosor stay in a state of salt for shiur meal, even though we say that it becomes osam yad. But here, in this case, in such a case, we say nur emishav shoyv. Mashenke, if he lets the b'chtichas bosor stay in a state of salt for a shiur meal, so then the melech was beleya all the time. If it stayed, let's say, 10 minutes, so the melech was beleya a little bit of dam, but not all the dam. So memele, since there was a relatively small quantity of dam that was nivla by the melech, so that small quantity, so the eish will be mishav shoyv. But if he allowed the chtichas basar to stay in a state of salt shiur meal, then all the dam, all the interior dam of the chtiche was already nivla by the melech. So since there is a substantial quantity of dam absorbed by the melech, so memele, the fire will not be able to draw it out. Still, lifichoch, I will show the milchei amela b'lim v'esal fich madicha yofe kidim sliye. So the mechad, the shach says in Siv Zayin, lifichoch madicha yofe kidim sliye. Then he says, v'im lo yidicha kidim sliye, nichshal de yadoche la'achat sliye. Now the question arises, monefshech, if fire cannot, is incapable of drawing out all the dam that was nivla, so b'meile, how can it be effective when he rinses it after the tzliyeh? The answer is no, because the melech itself will not be absorbed by the melech itself, and the whole will not, particles of salt will not be absorbed by the chtichas basar al tzliyeh, because particles of salt, even minute particles of salt, are too big to be absorbed by the chtichas basar. But as a result of the meliche and Shor Shio meliche, so the melech absorbed all the interior dam of the chtiche. But so it still remained, even after it was nitzle, it still remained, all the dam is contained within the interior of the melech. So, and the melech, so if tzli could have the effect of absorbing the melech itself, the melech, the particles of melech themselves into the chtichas basar, so then it wouldn't be effective to make a adoche after the tzli. But the tzli cannot absorb the particles of melech. So in spite of the fact that according to the Rashba Shite, when the chtichas basar stayed in the state of melech shiur meal, so then we say that the melech becomes osea, because then the melech absorbed all the dam, all the interior dam, that is alpidin, dam, alright, but when you wash it off after the tzli, so you get rid of the melech that contains all the dam. And we do not say that all the tzli, so the chtichas basar, he absorbed the melech itself. That not, it could happen maybe a few tiny particles of melech could be absorbed, but that will certainly not give a tam dam in the chtiche. So there it is mutter. But one thing is imperative. If he wasn't madiach before the tzliye, so he has to be madiach la'achar the tzliye. This is what the shach says in Siv Zayin. V'im lo yidiche kedem tzliye, nichshar al dei hadoche la'achar tzliye. So the mechaber didn't mention about hadoche kamaise, because the mechaber's psak is like the Rosh and the Magid Mishnah in Perek Vov Aloch Yedveis. But now the Ramos says, v'yeshemrim di tzli bo yadoche tchilo. In other words, we are cheshesh for the shite of the Ramban and Rabbi Yehine, that even if you're not miliyah de bosor, so still you have to be madiach dechtichas bosor, because otherwise, so the ali the eish, so just as the eish will draw out the interior dam, so it might be mavliyah the exterior dam. In the same way as the smak says vis-a-vis milich, that if you are meleach without making adoche kamaise, So then it becomes osa, because the same melech that extracts the interior dam can absorb the exterior dam. All right. V'yeshemrim ditzli boi adoch etchil. V'yeshemrim ditzorir gam kein k'tzas milich etchil. V'aminek la'adich etchil. V'gam limolch k'tzas. Now the... Now, so the Nisi Kalin generally assume that when Rashi says that even Tzli requires Melicha Tchilo, but only Melicha Ktsas, not a thorough Melicha, just a superficial Melicha, so he means Mitzad Adin, for the purpose of enabling the Eish to draw out the blood. In other words, so without any Melicha, the Eish cannot do a good job in extracting the dam. But only if a Melicha Ktsas is realized, then it can do a good job in extracting the dam. This is how all the Nisi Kalin, this is how all the Nisi Kalin assume in Rashi and in the Ramon. The Or HaShulchan says that no one requires Mitzad Adin Melicha, and even the Ramon who passes Rashi Shite Ktsas Melicha, so that's only a Chumre, because of Kovet Al Kol Korban Chotav Takriv Melech, it's not really obligatory. This is what the Or HaShulchan says. But no one says, agrees with the Or HaShulchan. The Gro assumes that according to Rashi, so Melicha, Ktsas Melicha is required for the purpose of enabling the dam to draw out the blood. So, but the difference is, in the for purpose of cooking at Nigdeiro, so you have to make it thorough Melicha, not a superficial Melicha, and you have to leave it in a state of salt for a shiur meal. But in order to enable the fire to draw out all the dam, it is only necessary to make a superficial Melicha, and you don't have to leave it in a state of salt. Alright. V'aminek la'adich etchilo, v'gam limolch ektsas, kasha nitcha v'shput, v'tzleyo miyad kedin sh'yismale ha'mel adam. So the minek is that even when we boil meat, so first we have to make adochet hamayis in order to conform to the shite of Rabbi Yehine and Ramban. And the minig is also to be meleach in order to conform to the shite of Rashi. Gam limolchik tzas kasha nitcha bishput v'tzileyu miyad kedem sh'yismalei hameler dam. What does it mean? V'tzileyu miyad kedem sh'yismalei hameler dam. Because if he's not Tzilei Yomiyad, and he waits a Shio meal, so then he has to make Adoch, as the Mechava said. But if he's Tzilei Yomiyad, then he doesn't have to make Adoch Ebas Reis. This is what Ramo means. V'aminek la'adich etchilo, v'gam limolchik tzas. So first you make Adoch Etamayse, then you make a superficial Meliche. And it's better to make the Meliche when the Chtichas Bosor is already lying on the spit, in order to reduce the time in which it stays in a state of salt to a minimum, and then you're not making Adoche Basraise. Kidim Shismale Hamel Adam. Because if it's already in Ismale Hamel Adam, then we have to be Madiachet before we boil. As the Mechava said, Lifichach Madiachet Yove Kidim Tzliye. Masheim came. If he's tzeilet miyad, so then he doesn't have to make adoche basreis. All right, miu imloi hidichei v'loi molchei klal. Suppose he made neither v'adoche kamayse, nor melichei. So it's muta. Why is it muta? But according to the Rabbi Yehine and the Ramban, it's osa. The answer is the Mechaber is not even Cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Yehine, and the Ramban even Chatchil, and he relies on the Shita of the Rosh and the Magid Mishneh completely. So the Ramo is Cheshish for the Shita of the Ramban and Rabbi Yehine, but the Eved, he relies on the Shita of the Rosh. So he says, "Mi oy mi loy dichev loy molche klal, oy molche beloy hadochet chilo." Suppose he was Meleachet without making the adoche tamayse v'nitzle ka'ach is muta. Now the second thing, all right. So the first the case. So he mentions two cases, two situations. One situation is where he made neither adochek amayis nor melech. So that's muta. Why is it muta? Because the Rebbe, even the Ramo, relies on the sheet of the Rosh and Magid Mishnah. The second situation is, we did make melech, but he didn't make the adochek amayis. He didn't make the adochek amayis. So it's also muta. Now, how is it? It's also muta al ditzli. Now, but we learned in Simen Samachtes, at the very beginning, Imolach velo yidiach tchilo, Simen Samachtes siv beis. Imolach velo yidiach tchilo, if adochek amayisa was omitted, yadichenu v'im lechenu sheinis, v'yesh eisri. So there are two days. V'chein eyagim. Afilu lo nimlach hakmiyat, ki derech shemilchim nitzli, v'afilu lo yisho b'milchei, shio milchim. So there are more paskins in Simen Samachtes siv beis, that if he made a milich, he made a milich, and he didn't make the adoche kamaise before he made the meliche, so then it's osa, even lo yishor b'milche. So how is it that Ramo says here, mirim leiticha v'limolche klau, oi molche v'lo yadoche tchilo, v'nitz lekach muta, uvilvat shalo yishor kar b'milchose, v'lo yado yishor b'milchose, avol imshoi kol kach kidim shetzole yosa. So only if shor it's osa. But if Loisho, it's muta. But the Ramo paskent in Simen Samachtes. The Ramo paskent in Simen Samachtes. V'chei neyagin afilu nimla, afilu nimla chak miyad kider ha-shemeich on itzli. V'afilu Loisho b'milche shirmech. So, apparently, the Ramo distinguishes between cooking it bigdeiro and cooking it al itzli. Over here, when the Ramo says v'chein neyagin, afilu lo nimla chak miyad kider ha-shemeich on itzli, v'afilu lo yishor b'milchei shem alichei means, so mimele afilu lo yishor b'milchei, so if he cooks it negdeiro, so it's osa. Mashenkin here, he didn't cook it negdeiro, he cooked it al itzli, he boiled it, so then it's muta. But if he chor b'milchei, so then it's osa rim al itzli. But if lo yishor b'milchei, so al ditzli it's not osa. Why? Again, because of nurem mishef shoyv. So let us say nurem mishef shoyv. So even if shoyv milchei, so if shoyv milchei, so then it absorbed, then the melech absorbed an abundance of dam. So mele we cannot say nurem mishef shoyv. But if loy shoyv milchei, so the melech was mavliyat. Let's say just for 5 minutes. So the melech was mavliyat just a little bit of dam. So since only a little bit of dam was nivla in the chtichas boso, so memele nur a mishef shoyv. That's the sheet of the Ramo. But this is the sheet of the Ramo here. But in Teres Chatos, the Ramo paskins that if, so in Teres Chatos, so he paskins that if molchei b'liadoche tchilo, so v'nitz lekach is oser even if loisho b'milchosei shiomilchosei. In other words, the same way as he paskens in Simen Samachtes Siv Beis. So in other words, so there is a variance between the psak of the Ramo in Teres Chatos and the psak of the Ramo here. Alright. Miun lo yidich ol lemolchi klal lo yimolchi b'le adoche tchila v'nitz lakach muta. Uvivad shal yishor kar b'm lechosei b'le adoche shiyom lechosei. Avol mishor kol kach kidim shetzolei iz osa. Ve'in chilug b'chol ze ve'in avze isu shoreifes achalurit. ובלבד שלא יהיו, שלא יהיו מילואים בביצים, או בשור בוסם. אבל אם מילואים, דינום כיביש. וצריכים מליחה תחילו כמו לגדיר. ונוהגו, so he says, if it's more בביצים, or even בשור בוסם, So then, they require meliche tchilo k'mo l'gdeiro. Now that is discussed in Simen Ayin Zayin. Is discussed this day. V'nohagu lahachmiya ki shetzelim boso beloy meliche shelo lehafich hashvut tomit kidei sheyozev adam uvideved ein lochush ve'in chiluk b'chol ze beinim reitzel ochli kachzli or reitzel vashli rak sheitzlenu tchilo kidei sheyiro lachile dahayne kechotzitzlu yosi. So in other words, so the Ramos, the sheet of the Ramos is that if you boil that parsha chotzitzlu yosi, so then you're allowed to be mevashlet afterwards as long as it's half boiled. The mashal is chelik. The mashal shita is that you're not allowed to be mevashel echtichas boso that was not nimlach but was just nitzle. Halfway, you're not allowed to be mevashel. In other words, according to the psak of the Ramo, so if it's half boiled, so that takes out all the dam that is alpidin dam. And according to the mashal, The whole, and it cannot asa, so it becomes bottle. But l'chatchila, he has to wash it off. Va'afilu nim l'chatchila, kedim tzul yose, v'lo yudach achar amliche, afilu hoche muta, v'lo yichashinom lidam, u'melach sholov, dinura mishef sholov. And as far as the few droplets of dam are concerned, so that becomes bottle. Lo yinokav avridim v'yei v'shashchite oso leichle. Now this is all mentioned in the Torah. Because the halacha is that when you shechten off, so you are mechuyev to open up to cut the jugular veins in the tzavarei in order to empty out the blood. While it's still a little bit warm, then it's easy to empty out all the dam, but the moment it cools off, then it becomes hardened, and it's not easy to empty it out. So loy no kav avridim bei vishas shchite osol leichle va'afilu tzli ad sheyachtich eiver eiver v'yitz rotz leichel memenu boso chai oser ad sheyachtich v'yimlach v'im nikara boso mechuti dam. So the question is whether niko chuti dam is the equivalent of chtiche. So there are two shittes. V'imnika raboso, I mean the Torah mentions two shittes, and the Mechaber mentions the same two shittes. V'imnika raboso mechuti dam, eichel afilu lo imlich echayu itzli, v'afilu kuli kechot, v'yei sheichmil. So, shalo yoch li kuli kechot afilu bitzli, elach achtichas avrinu reb shnei semonim. So in other words, there are two days, as to whether just piercing the chuti dam is the equivalent of chtichas achuti. The chtichas avrinu. Alright. Now, here in Siv Dalet, so the Mechaber mentions the three shittes that the Torah discusses. In other words, shittes asmag, shittes arashbo, shittes arashbo, and the shittes arosh. So the Rashbo is the biggest mach, and the arosh is the biggest maple. Yesh mi sheise alachter b'msakin, sli sheitz aloish, shaloi nimlach. Kolzman sheini nitzle kol tzorch. Kolzman sheini nitzle kol tzorch. Mipnei dam shenivla bisaki. So now there's a smack sheet that you are not allowed to cut the piece of meat that is being broiled on the fire with the saki. Because since the chtichas boso did not get rid of its dam as yet, so when you cut it on fire, so then the dam will be nivla in the sake, and the sake will become awesome. Dam shenivla b'sake. But to use according to the smak, to use the same shpud is all right. Why? Because the smak shita is that we do not say vis-a-vis a kele the aloche of. We do not apply vis-a-vis kele the aloche of dam mishrek shorik. Because if we did apply the aloche of dam mishrek shorik, even vis-a-vis Kele. So then there would be nothing wrong in cutting the Chtichas Bosa or the Sakin. Then there would be no problem because the Sakin couldn't absorb any dam, because dam has the tendency to drip down, not to be Nivla in the Sakin. But this Makshite is only vis-a-vis an Eichel. We apply the Aloch of Dam Mishrek Shoyt, not vis-a-vis a Kele. So in spite of the tendency of dam to be Mishrek Shoyt, it still is capable of becoming absorbed in the interior of the sakim, so the sakim becomes awesome. But the same shpud, according to the smag, can be used, because even though we do not apply the principle of mishrek shorik in respect to a kele, but the principle of kibelikach pelte we do apply. So mimele, we can use the same shpud that was used, let's say, for boiling liver or non-kosher made meat. You can use the same spit for boiling kosher made meat. And we do not have to worry about the possibility. Now, this shput absorbed dam from the liver or from the non-kosher made meat. Mimele, now when I boil kosher made meat, and it's not told to be pale in the dam, because it has no dam. It was salted and hudach. So mimele, it will... So dam will be niflat from the spit, and it will be absorbed by the kosher made meat. So the smag allows it. Why? Because the smag says kibelikach pelte. So any dam that the spit absorbed from the liver or from the non kosher made meat is niflat again, because the spit is not taken out from the fire; it remains there. With the same temperature, mashein came by sakin. So when you take a sakin and you cut the chtichas bosor on the fire, so as soon as you get through cutting it, you take away the sakin. So then you don't give the sakin opportunity to be paleit the drops of dam that it absorbs, because when you take it away, so the temperature decreases, even though it's still hot, but it's not as hot as it was while the sakin was on the fire. So mele, we cannot say kibelikach pelte, but in connection with the shput, we can say kibelikach pelte. Eva chaname, suppose he'll be chetech with the sakin and he'll leave the sakin there, so then it's like shput according to us, but that's not the way people do. Alright, but so the sheet of the smag is that vis-a-vis kele we don't apply the principle of the mishrek shoyt, but the principle of kibelikach pelte we apply even to a kele. The sheet of the Rashbo is more lechum, and his sheet is that just as the aloche of the mishrek shoyt doesn't apply to a kele, the aloche of kibelikach pelte doesn't apply to a kele either. V'yesh mishei serash puchet solu beibosa bel melich. V'yesh mishei re sheoseh leha sheisatzli al hashput leha sheusa mineish leha sheposa habosa milozi shemo yazer habosa racham v'yivle mimen. Because once you take out the shput, the broth, with the meat, so then we are afraid maybe the boso. Now, while the shpud was on fire in the oven, so the shpud absorbed dam from the bosor. Now, when you take out the shpud with the bosor, you put it on the floor, so it isn't that hot, even if it is hot, but it's certainly not as hot as it was there at the time of the blie. So mele, we are afraid shemo yarzer habosor acham v'yivlom, and it's still hot. It's still hot, so mele, maybe it will be bleya from it. Then there is the shite v'yesh matir mechalze. That's the shite of the rosh. Why? Because the shite of the rosh is that we apply the principle of damishrek shorik and the principle of kibelikach pelte ligabi kele. So mele, there is no problem because the sakin couldn't absorb. And the shput couldn't absorb. Mimele, the bosor couldn't absorb from the shput either, because the shput did not become contaminated. So v'yonu nizorin lechatchile u'matir midyevet. So that means lechatchile we are not allowed to use the same broiler for liver and for kosher made meat. We have to have a separate broiler for liver and non-kosher made meat, and the separate broiler for kosher made meat. And according to the Rashba, it would be also the Eved too, according to the Rashba. But the Eved will rely on the sheet of the Rosh. Von nizorim lechatchile umatir b'di Eved tzli shalo yinim lach. Now just 1 second, just Sifchov Aleph and Sifchov Beis in the Shach. V'yesh v'sheyisera shput mishum nikra b'shput v'amrin kibili kach peyut Sifchov Beis lacha shusam aleish lacha shepasik haposam aloz mashba debeite atayin aleish afu posak vor melozim dam shal atzmei izmut v'chein lechachti b'sifchi mitivaran v'chein mivuya b'shilta gebeir v'ayin etayimei. But it's already posak milosiv dam shel atzmei. The kolz man shu yitzleish amrinon kol mashe belei haposo min hashput chezer upeilet dechibeli kach peiltei. But when can we say kibeli kach peiltei if the temperature is as high as it was at the time of the bliyah? So we say the same temperature that was mavliyahet at the end, it will be mavliyahet. But so mimele, as long as it's in the oven, so it's the same temperature. Suppose, you know, in the time of the Shach, you didn't have these kind of ovens where you could regulate it. Even inside the oven, I mean, it could be higher and it could be lower. So in Mele, as long as it was an oven, it had at least the same temperature, if not higher, you see. If not higher. Because the more it's on fire, so the higher the temperature becomes. But when you take it out, so then, even though it's hot, but it's less, the heat is much less than it was in the oven. It was in the oven. So maybe we cannot apply the principle of kibbeli kach peiltei. But with today's ovens, where you can regulate, you can make it higher and lower, so it's possible that even if you don't take out the broiler from the oven, but you lower the temperature, so then you couldn't say kibbeli kach peiltei. So by the time it holds man shu it's leish am rinum kol ma she beli am nabos am nashput chizer upeilei de kibbeli kach peiltei udiloi ki aterezo. So, what did the Shach say? So, why is it if you don't take out the Shput, so then there is no problem? Because even though it absorbed, so it will be pilot again. So, how does he... So, he says, Udiloi ki aterezov shekosa Afal gav shekol zman shehu eitzel eish in chishishim haze hayne mishum shekol zman shehu eitzel eish haboso zov upeilet vehoil vitored lifleid eini beleya. So in other words, what's the machlekes between the Shach and the Levush? The Shach says, "Mashma debei de adayin aleish afilu posak vom lozim dam shel atzvei zmuta." Why? Because kibeli kach peiltei. But according to Levush, so even if it is the shput is still in the oven, so it's only muter as long as it continues to be zav dam. But the moment it stops dripping down, so then according to Levush it's osea. That is totally in that machlekes reshenim that we had in the Teisves. In other words, so the Levush apparently paskens like the shite that we only say as long as echtich hasboso is engaged in the process of being pele dam, so then it cannot absorb any dam. So he's loyal. But all the other lishenes in the Teisves, the yesh mifoshim and adayin yesh leim hashite, so they say that even if the process of pleitas dam itself terminated, but as long as according to the adayin yesh leim hashite, as long as it's engaged in the process of pleitas siyah, so it is still. So it cannot be Beleya. Or according to Yesh Mifoshim, so even if it is Beleya, but Kibeli Kach Peiltei, Kibeli Kach Peiltei. So in other words, so that the Levush is in accordance with the Shita of Rashi. Rashi Shita there in Chumli is that we only say, Aide Ditride Limifladam Loipola. But Aide Ditride Limiflad. According to Rashi, we don't say, and we certainly don't say kibeli kach peiltei according to Rashi. So this is why he's masik. He's masik on the levush. V'yonu nizor lechatchile ומתיר מדעבד. So מתיר מדעבד, מתיר מדעבד, even in Isaki. You see, because we have three shittes. The Rosh is the biggest maker, and the Rashbo is the biggest machmir, and the smag, so he's in between. In other words, the smag, so he says that the aloha of Kibbeli Kach Pilte applies to Kele, but the aloha of the Mishra Choy does not apply to Kele. So there are more paskins likule even in respect to Isaki. The Eved will rely on the Shita of the Rosh. So he says, one is only Hatchile, Sif Chav Gimu. Vidas Marshal, Bisakim was a Kosafti, Bisimen Samachtes. In other words, Miu Bishput Mashmadas Marshal Kidasara. In other words, the Marshal relies the Eved only on the Shite of the Smak. In other words, that the Eved, so he relies on the Shite that we apply the principle of Kibbeli Kach Pilte vis-a-vis Kele, but the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik we don't apply even the Eved. So he doesn't rely on the Shite of the Rosh. Alright, he passes the Eved like the smack. Right now, Sifei Sli Shaloi Nimlach V'chot Chay Al Kavi Kiko Aval Pi Sheyesh B'Kikea Mare Eden Muta Im Nitzle Ad Kedei Sheuro La'achil El Rivnion. So in other words, suppose Sli that was not Nimlach, so the Melicha didn't draw out the blood, but you just boiled it on fire and then you cut the piece of meat and a loaf of bread, and then you saw that the bread became red. So shouldn't that create a suffix, establish a suffix, maybe that Sli didn't even draw out the blood, because we see that the after it was boiled, so and it was put on the, and it was cut on a loaf of bread, the bread became red. So is then, so is no. This redness is due to the meal, and the meal, that fluid, is also red. As a matter of fact, one who is an expert can this by simply looking at the redness of that meal, so he can determine whether it's dam mamesh or is the meal, and that is the meal is not considered as dam. Muta im nitzle atkeli shorol la'achil el reiv niodom. In other words, again, the Ramo reiterates his psak that once it was half boiled, so then all the dam came out. Not only the kikar is muter. Suppose you squeeze out, as a matter of fact, I think that they sell it, and it has a kosher certification. They sell it, they call it blood too, and still they say it's kosher. So in other words, there's the juice that is squeezed out from a piece of meat after it was made kosher. So that is the meal. That is muta. All right. Bosor sheteilim beloy milichet. A neislin kli tachtof likabel sham nunis hanetiv mimenu achi yitzle achi rou laachile al deitzliyazu. Now this, we went over the Gemara inside, and the Torah mentions it. Now the Gemara in Chum. Gemara in Chum, Daf Kuf Yud Vei Zomid Aleph. The seventh line from the end of the Omid. Omar Rav Kufi Vez Omid Aleph. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Im anichim kli tachas boto ad sheyichle kol mare ad mume sheboy. You're not allowed to put, as the piece of meat is being boiled on fire, you're not allowed to put a kele to be mikabel the shamnunes. regard to the Bosar itself becoming Osar. If the Shuman wouldn't become Osar. Because as far as the Bosar itself, so then we say that I mean, because in other words, kibin karpeute, or because the idea detorit limifledam is loibola. So mainly we don't have a problem directly in connection with Dechtichas Bosar, but we have a problem with the shuman. So mainly the shuman that drips off, so becomes commingled with dam that drips off. So mainly the shuman becomes osa. The shuman becomes osa. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel, im anichim kli tachas bosar, ad sheyichli kol mara ad mumen shebo. In other words, but if the redness, the real redness, because even though meal is also red, but there is a difference in the redness of meal, the fluid that tichas bosar has after the dam was extracted. There is a difference. So in other words, so he says, once the real redness that is due to the dam itself, not the meal, disappeared, so then we know that the dam already was drawn out. So at that stage, if we see that the Chtichas Bosar is not red anymore, so that means that what is Alpidin dam was already drawn out. So then you can put a Kele beneath the Chtichas Bosar to accept the Shum. So the Gemara is a question, no Yadinon, how do we know? How do we know whether all the dam came out or not? It's a... you can determine it simply by looking at it. Also, Marzutra Mishmid Rav Popper Ma Mishetalatim Rossi. So in other words, as long as there is dam in the Chtiche, so then it doesn't emit any vapor. But after the dam was worn out, then it starts emitting a vapor. So if we see that the Chtiches Bosar that is on fire, that is being boiled, is emitting the vapor, so then it's a raya that the dam was drawn out already. So you can put a kele to be mikabel the shuman. Maskil Ravashe, vidil metatoye moti loyle moti. Maybe the dam, too, even if you see vapor coming out, so maybe the vapor comes out because of the bottom part of the chtiche that was divested of the dam. So mimele, vapor comes out from that part. But the upper part, no vapor comes out from there because it still contains the dam. Vidyum etatoye moti loyle moti, elo maravashi. Leskli takamte ele mishde beitarte galle milche u mishpe. So in other words, so the only way to do it is by putting in the kele a number of particles of salt. So that will have the effect of keeping the dam separate from the shuman. And then, if you put particles of salt in the kele, so then the shuman will pile up on top. And the dam that drips down will remain at the bottom. So umishpie. So k'mayashifi yaim lechaveirei kli mayare hashuman ha'elyim binachas mikli el kli kidei shemisari v'adambe. So this is a result of the particles of salt that you put there. V'yorisi ba'aloches deiles davke nokat reglale kli ma'miat melech avol melech harbe ipei sekeach adam ויסיו כמים, והוא נקר ומסרי ומשום. All right. Now, so, there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ram, on one hand, and the Rosh, and the Rambam on the other hand. The Rashbo and the Ram, they both say that even al yedei galile milch, even if you do put the particles of salt, so you are only allowed to put the kele to accept the shuman after it was lechol apoches partially put. Even though the Gemara at first said. So then the Gemara refuted it. So the Gemara said, "Elo." So the answer is, at first the Gemara assumed that once it started in Rosé and it was partially boiled, so then we don't even have to resort to the itse of putting particles of salt in the kale. So then the Gemara refuted. But so the Gemara says, Elamar Vashe, let's later count Elamishbe Itartik al Milch. But even Alide Itartik al Milch, it's only muter to put a kele beneath the Chtichas Bosa, to accept the Shulman, only after it was partially boiled. But at the very outset, before it was even partially boiled, so even al the Galle Milche, you're not allowed to put the kele to accept the Shulman. This is the sheet of the Rashi and the Rambam. The sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam is no. The Gemara, that was Nitche. I mean, Achi Yire Komare Ad Mumeshebei. So in other words, so that means, according to Rav Ashi, so if you don't resort to this Eitze, this device of putting particles of salt, then you're not allowed to put a kele. And if you do resort to this device, then you don't even have to wait until it is partially boiled. But at the very outset, you can put a kele beneath it. All right, now. So, Boso Shetzelim Bilei Milich. Einesnen kli tachtov likabel sham nunes hanetiv mimenu achi yitzle achi yirou lachil al detzeyezu. So he doesn't even mention the etzel of the Gemara of Galle Milche. Why? Because Rishim say, Rashi says that since we are not pkin, because you see, only if you put just a few particles of salt, then it has the effect of keeping the dam separate, because then the dam will drip down to the shulei akli and the shulman will be lemaila. But if you put a lot of salt, then it will be sheva keach adam, so it will not be kept separate. So we have to know, so one has to be bucky, what is called moderate, I mean a small quantity of salt placed in the kele, and what is called a large quantity of salt being placed in the kele. We are not booking that, so maybe we cannot rely on the device because we are not booking. So that's why the Mechaber says, "Boso shetzelim b'le milicha inesim kli tachtof legabel sham nunes haneit v'menu ache yitzle ache yirou la'achila al bitzliyezu." Alright, now, Deshach, Sifchofei, Boso shetzelim, lo shinatu, Boso shetzelim, ad kedei tzliyezu, v'koma b'sha'a sh'inosam b'chli sh'naim v'shlisha gargar v'melech, muter. לפי שהמלך מישר מטיבי כל אדם ושולה והשומן צוף למיילו ואחת צלי ישבה בנחס השומן למיילו ומשליך אדם אני שם בשולה כלי עד כאן לשנתו ומבואה ואם נצלה עד שהוא ראו לאכילה מוטל ליטן כלי תחתוף אפילו לא נסנס מלא בכלי וכן מבואה להדי ברעש בו בתרס הבית וזהו דעס המחבה והיינו שקיבים שנצלה שיר ראו לאכילה דהי נחוץ אצלו יוסף וכמשיקו ספרה. So then we don't have to resort to particles of salt. So, and if it hasn't reached Chotzes L'Yosei, we cannot rely according to the Mechaber. Even though the Gemara mentions we can rely, but we are not keen to determine, in determining what is considered a mute of salt, or what is considered a substantial quantity of salt. In other words, if it was half boiled, so then Uchvazov Kol Domei U'mashizov Ha'keinin El Meil Baum הבח פיריש דעתו למטי רב כשהוא ראו לאכילה אלו על דגלולי במלך ולכך תמו כמגדילה על המחבר. In other words, the Bach assumed that the tool doesn't pasken like the Rosh, but he paskens like the Rajbon Ra. So he says only that when the Gemara says that על דגלולי במלך it's all right, so it's only after it was partially boiled that it's already roll achil, but if it wasn't partially boiled, not. Lukach tamet emabil amchaba gam tirkach hutzach litrei kol yashiv di mashi kosef ator sof simen samachtes deachatz liyosim utar vashlei hayim mishum dafilu intim tzolim adiz bekzaz dam nizbatil bebishul bigdei robi miute vichol ze goram lei mipnei shechosha di imnitz lechotz liyosei adayin iz beidam. So, אבל לפי מה שקוסו בסיפק, אף מה שקוספתי בסיפקות י' ד' ובחוץ אצל יוסי כבר זב כל דמי. In other words, that's like the משל שלי. You see, Where did they get the union of Chatzis L'Yosei? So the union of Chatzis L'Yosei, they really got from Hilchei Shabbos. Nisbashel kimachol ben Tosoye. So there is a certain shio, machol ben Tosoye. Ben Tosoye was not a big man, he was a gangster, ben Tosoye. So, and listim are accustomed to eat food when it's only partially cooked, because they never have time. They're always in a hurry. So mimele, so that is considered, so in other words, if it's nisbashel kimachol ben Tosoye, so it's considered whole achile, because if it hadn't been whole achile, so the listim wouldn't eat it either. So there is a machlekes reshenim in Hilchei Shabbos. There is a machlekes reshenim. What does machol ben Tosoye mean? So some reshenim say that machol ben Tosoye means shlish bishul, a third cooked, not half cooked, but even less than half cooked, a third cooked. And some of the Rishonim say that machol ben Tosoye means half cooked. I mean, this is to be determined on a quantitative basis, mathematically. In other words, what do you call half cooked? What do you call third cooked? In other words, if, let's say, it takes an hour, 60 minutes, in order that it should become completely cooked, so if it was cooked for 30 minutes, so then it's half cooked. And if it was cooked for 20 minutes, so it is shlish bishul. So in other words, so we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes reshenim l'Hilchei Shabbos as to whether a machol ben Tosoye is chotzi bishul or machol ben Tosoye is shlish bishul. Now when the Ramo says chotzi bishul here, so that's because we are machmir. Because that is machol ben Tosoye means rou l'achilas k'tzaz miyodom. K'tzaz miyodom. Who are the k'tzaz miyodom? So the listim are the k'tzaz miyodom. So, but in Achaname, according to the Shittas of Hashemim, that machol ben Tosoye means shlish bishul, so here too, it would be shlish bishul. But the mashal shita is, no. Here, rou l'achile l'k'tzaz miyodom is not enough. When does it take out all the blood? Only when it's rou l'achile l'kol miyodom. But if it's not completely boiled, then it's not. So anyway, so the Bach, and the Bach assumed that the two paskins like the Rashba and the Ram, the Atul imati, not like Yosh, the Atul imati Rav Kishiro l'achile al de gulo le de milk, o lekach tamo, te magdelo, even though it's rol achile l'kzaz b'yodom, chotze bishu. So it's only muter by recourse to this device of gal le milk. O lekach tamo, te magdelo amchaber, Kam idil mechaber, so yes, the kashe, the bach is the kashe again, the mechaber. The mechaber doesn't mention gal and milch. So he says, and what does it mean, asher ro l'achile? Not the mechaber, he's like the Ramo. He's not like the mashal. In other words, chotzibish, have cooked. So then you don't even have to place particles of salt. So yes, he doesn't pass like the two, because he assumed that the two paskins like the Rashba and the Ram, but the truth is that the two doesn't pass like the Rashba and the Ram. The two paskins like the Rosh and the Rambam. This is what the Shachri said. Umitirkach, ukach tamo tem ugdilo amachaba, gam mitirkach utzach litchei kol yashiv, dimashi kosef atur, sof simen samachtes, vahatzul yosim utolib ashrei, hain mishum dafilu, im timtzulayim adiz bekcaz dam, nizbatel bebishul bigdeiro bimiyutei, vichol ze gorem leim tishachoshav, di im nitzle chotzitzul yosei, adayin izbidam, אבל לפי מה שכוסוף, בסיף כוסף, אפילו מה שכוספתי, בסיף כוסף מיודלת, לבחות אצלו יוסי, כבר זוף כל דומי, נאפלג למשל, ודליקה שמידיה, והכל בו פושוט. So ממילא, the מחבר is not difficult. The מחבר doesn't mention the device of גל למלכה, because the shame say that in view of the fact that only a mute of dam has the effect of keeping the dam separate from the shumen. But an abundance of dam, or not even an abundance, just a substantial, a not more than a moderate quantity, not dam, I'm sorry, a substantial quantity of salt, not a dam, a substantial quantity of salt, so will be shaved the keyach adam, and mimele, the dam will not be kept separate from the shuman. So mimele, we have to be very careful in determining what is mute and what is substantial quantity of salt. In other words, if you put too little salt, so that will not have the effect of keeping the the dam separate from the shemen. If you put too much salt, so it will be shame the kerech adam, so again it will not keep it separate. So you have to be a big expert in determining the exact quantity of salt that has to be placed in. And we're not key in that. So because of that, we don't rely on the device. So that's the reason as to why the Mechaber doesn't mention Galle Milche. But in a Chaname, where you do have Galle Milche, so then it doesn't have to be Rol Achille. It doesn't have to be Rol Achille. Because the Tur and the Mechaber, they pass like the Rosh and the Rambam, not like the Rashi and the Ram. Is it? So he says, "Gam mitir kachu tzach litro yash mashes kos vator sof simen samach tez dachat vlosim mitol vashlei hay mishum dafiu mitim tzorim alay diz bikzas dam diz batol bishul bidei lo bemiutei vichol ze gorem lei mipnei shechoshav dim nitzle chotzis lo yosei adayin iz be dam." So in other words, adayin iz be dam. So mimele, and the dam might become commingled with the shomen. So he says, since you have particles of salt, so only a little bit of the mute of dam that remained after Chotzi Bishul, so could commingle. So the milk will come both. This is how the Bach says, explains it. V'chol ze gorem leim tnei shechoshav v'mlitz lechotz v'fuyosei adayin iz b'dam. So it's still dam, but there is much less dam. So the milk together, so with a lesser quantity of dam remaining after Chotzi v'fuyosei, so and having recourse to the device of Galle Milche, so then on the whole the dam that will still drip down after the Chotzi Bishul, so will be kept separate. But a few droplets of dam might still commingle with the shumen. So those few droplets of dam might still commingle with shumen, so that will become what? This is how we explain. Abo. לפי מה שכוספתי בסדקות י"ד וחוצץ ליוסי כבר זף כל דומי and any other fluid that comes out is not dam, even if it looks red, so that's male balme, it's not dam וכאשר מידי ואכל בו פוש ותאים אולו שהוא ארץ בכוסוף בסוף סימן סמכתס ובחוצץ ליוסי כבר זף כל דומי ופשיט את אין שם דם. So how can he say that according to the psak of the two, So when is Galle Milche? When is Galle Milche? When is Galle Milche? So a good device only if you put the Galle Milche, if you put the Kele with the Galle Milche after it was Nitzla have Bish. But that miat still has a din of dam. Ve'ez miat, but will be muted by bishul. Mikol mo kimat dova poshut kmo shikasafti ve'chay mucha visa ve'heter lehedye de'bechotzitz liyosei shuv ein beidam klal sharim loinitz lekol tzolchei da'anechotzitz liyosei posach shom diosa lo'ochlei afilu kach tzli mishum dam sheboi shepirash memokim lemokim ובחוצץ ליוסי היטר לאוכלי כך צולו שמה מנו ובחוצץ ליוסי שוב אין בידם כלל וכי משמע דעס אחרי. Now there is a very important אורך השולחן on this discussion. Question is, now we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran on one hand, and the Rosh and the Rambam on the other. So according to the Rashba and the Ran, this heter of putting the kele under the chtichas bosom to be mikabel the shumen is only muter after it was partially brought, that it's already rolachim. It's already rolachim. Rolachim. But the Rosh and the Rambam say, no. Now the question arises, the Rosh Hashulchan has that kashi against the Rashba, against Aminata, against the Rashba, against the Rosh and the Rambam. They are matir. They are matir. They are matir the Tur is also not as the Bach says that the Tur paskens like the Rosh and the Rav. So the Pashtus Loshon of the Tur is that he paskens like the Rosh. Now, the question is, when you resort, according to the Rosh and the Rambam, so even if it wasn't boiled at all, so you're allowed al the galule milche to put the kele beneath the chtichas basar. Alright, so the chtichas basar itself will not be bilei adam. Because dam mishchek shorit, because kibbele kachpelte, everything, all the time. But the shumen, is in contact. The shuman is in contact with the dam that drips down. That is in contact with the dam. All right. The galle milche have the effect of keeping the dam separate. What does it mean separate? That all the dam accumulates at the bottom, and then on top you have the shuman. So they are in contact. So the shuman is in contact with the dam. So memele, and it's hot. It's in the oven. So memele the shuman is bileya. So even though you can separate, one is kept separate from the other, but the shuman is still in contact. So the lower layer consists of dam, the lowermost layer that is on the shulei hakli consists of dam, and the upper layer consists of shuman. But they are in contact with each other. So memele the shuman is nivla. The shuman is nivla. It's a mil the dam is nivla in the shuman, and then Rishenim say that the kele becomes osa. Why? Because the dam drips down on the shulei, and the shulei akele, so memele, it's absorbed by the kele. So the kele is osa. So memele, the shuman should also be osa because it is bilea, even though it is kept separate. But it is in contact with the kele. It is in contact with the dam. So memele, it should be nesa from the dam, from the kele. So how can the Rosh and the Rambam say that it's that the Shuman is muter? The Shuman should become Osir. This is his kash. So he says, the Hashulchan, so that's the kash that is raised by the Bes Yosef. So the Bes Yosef and the Drisha say, they ask that kash. Why isn't the Shuman Osir? Why doesn't the Shuman become Osir? From the kele, Rishenim say that the kele becomes osir because it's belayed the dam, and from the dam itself. So the Bes Yosef and the Drisha say that the chiven sheinakli munach haloish nei sheu belay amidam hanetiv liseichei ham mikol mokim eni kedai leser zashu. Since the kele is not munach haloish, the kele is put beneath. So and the dam drips down into the kele, so even though it's ham, but it's not whole lesser sashim, and it can die lesser sashim. The question is, why not can die? What can die? So the Or HaShulchan says, because the Metzias is, when dam drips down from Echtichas Boso, it doesn't drip down in a continuous flow. Just drop by drop. So in mele, it's a kiruah hanifsak. And the keluah hanifsak, and the kiniyah din hadam hanetiv v'zichakli tifa hatif loychomer yisa miklisheni kim din nifsak akeluah, because what if it's nifsak akeluah, so then it's not considered like iru. Iru is mivashel kiniklipe if the iru is a continuous flow. If let's say you pour hot water from a tikka in a continuous flow, so then it's mavliya. But if it's a keluach hanifzak, there is no continuity of flow, then it has a din of a klishen. So memele, since this is what the Bes Yosef means, since the dam drips tif, in other words, not in a continuous flow. So it has a din of a klisheni, and we pasken. The other klisheni we say that klisheni also asks. Is also mavliya. The other klisheni. Who are those klisheni that say that klisheni is also mavliya? That's the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba and the Ran happen to hold that klisheni is mavliya, but we pasken most of the sheet of most klisheni is that klisheni is not mavliya. Klisheni is not mavliya. In other words, even if it is mavliya, so it's mavliya in minimum. So it becomes what? In other words, klisheni, we pasken the evet that klisheni is not mavliya enough that it should ask. If it is mavliya, it drop or two, so then that becomes what? So mainly this is what the Bais Yosef means. He says, neishir b'leya mitam anaitif l'seche. So he can see that it's b'leya. But it's klisheni, klisheni is not mavliya, but a mute, a drop or two, it can be mavliya, but then there's dasa that becomes bottle. So, mikomo keminikidai laesan hashumen. So that's the reason as to why the Rashba and the Ran, they say that when are we allowed to put a kli together with particles of salt in it, only when it was half boiled. But if it wasn't boiled at all, you're not allowed to put a kele. Why? Because then the shuman will become osea. Because the kele becomes osea on account of the fact that it absorbs the dam. And so maybe the shuman will become osea from the kele and also from the dam itself, because the shuman, even though it's off the milo, but it still is in contact with the dam. So maybe it will absorb from the dam. It's true that the dam is a klisheni because it doesn't drip down from the chtichas boso. It doesn't down for the tichas boso in a continuous flow, but so maybe it's like a klisheni keluach hanifzak, but the sheet of the Rashba and the Ran is that klisheni is also mavliya. So the question is, so why monefsheach, if klisheni is also mavliya, so because of that he says that when can you put a kele only if it was half boiled? So then the question arises against the Rashba and the Ran. If they agree with the shite of the Mechaber and the Ramo that once it was half boiled, then all the dam came out, so zafkol adam, and the fluid that comes out after it was half boiled, so he's only male ba'alme. So why does he have to resort to the itze of Galgul and Michle? He should be able to put the kele because all the dam was already nizek. But what you say now? He agrees, the Rashba and the Ran agree with the shite of the Marshal that until it was completely boiled, so any fluid that comes out, any fluid has a din of dam. So the question arises, and the Rashba and the Ran shite is that klisheni is mavliya. So why is it better? Why is it better to resort to the itse of Galle Milche after it is half boiled? Monefshech. If half boiled means that all the dam came out, so we don't have to resort to Galle Milche. And if half boiled is not enough, it has to be completely boiled. And the sheet of the Rashba and the Ran is that Lesheni is Mavliya. So even with the itse of Galle Milche, but the kele will still become osea because the dam that will drip down from the chtichas boso, even though it will be bekeluach hanipsak from the fire, so it will still have a din of dam. So it will ask the kele. So maybe the shuman will become osea from the contaminated kele. So the Or HaShulchan says that obviously the Rashba and the Ran do not agree with the shite of the marshal, because if they had agreed with the shite of the marshal that it must be completely boiled, so then there wouldn't be any eitze of galle milche after it is half boiled, because whatever dam will drip down after it was half boiled is also dam, and that will be nivla in the kele. So memele the shuman will become osea because of the contamination of the kele. But the shite of the Rashba and the Ran is like the Mechaber, and I mean that the Tur and the Mechaber and the Ramo, that Chotzi Bishul is enough. But with the Rabbonon, it's also Mishum HaRasayim. So Mishum HaRasayim, it's not really Sadam. Even with the Rabbonon, it's not, it really is a dam. You could ask, I mean, it's anyway, it's Midrabanan, because damshen is basheil is only Midrabanan. But damshen is basheil is a real isa, involves a real isa Midrabanan. But here, after it was hemp boiled, so any fluid that comes out, even though it looks like dam, alpidin is male balme. But mishumarasayim it's us. Because people say, this person is eating dam. People who are ignorant will say, this person is eating. He is eating dam. So because of Marasayin, the Rashbo and the Ran hold that you have to boil Techtichasboso completely, not only have Bishol. So since it only involved, so because of that, because of this, so actually if not for Marasayin, after it is have boiled, you would be allowed to put a kele beneath Techtichasboso without putting salt in it. But because of Marasayin, so let's say anyone will see that you put a kele without salt and he'll see red drops dripping down, he'll say the person is eating dam. So because of that, he's mechuyev to put dalle milk. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now, the next simen. Eifeis oigdoyim shemimalaleim oisei boso sheloi nimlach. That's a gemore in Psochi. Kitz HaTzeli. That Haimul Yosesha, in other words, that we say Kibeli Karpilte in regard to Tzli, even if the Eif has a certain feeling, is filled up by Boso. So we still say Kibeli Karpilte. So Eif is so Igdoib, Shemimal may say Boso Shalimimach. So if an Eif or Igdi was filled up with Boso, and that Boso was not Nimlach, in which is muta, a Filipino mile, even though the mouth, the opening is on top, you could say, when can we say kibeli karpilte if the mouth is at the bottom? So then we say kibeli karpilte, there is an outlet through which. But if the pay is on the mouth, is the mile, so then there isn't a real outlet through which it will be niflat. So, komashmalo no, a Filipino mile, we say kibeli karpilte. In other words, you have an eif, and then, let's say, here is the eif, and here you put a certain feeling of boso in that eif, and you are meleachet on the outside. So even in such a case, it is still muta. Why? Because, but we should say, if it's nimlach achitzein, so dam will be niflat. The chitzein was nimlach, and the feeling, the boso that was put in as a feeling inside was not nimlach. So memele that the meliche on the outside of the eiv will be pale the dam, and then that will be absorbed by the feeling inside. So, and we cannot say that I did it chidei lemifla dam libale, because the feeling itself was not nimlach. So it's still muta. Why? Dichmoi shebileya dam hamiluim kach pilte. True, when yameleach the outside, so then it is spoiled dam from the eif itself, and the feeling was not nimlach, so it's not told in the process of being pale dam. So mele, it's capable of absorbing the dam that the outside eif is pale. But it will, whatever it absorbs, it will be pale again. Dichmoi shebelei adam hameluim kachbe. Vikolshku im nimlach apnimi velo yachitzi. Visho. Dinure. If the feeling was salted, and the chitzen, the outside, you didn't salt, so it's certainly muta. Why? The nure mishef shoyim. Hadam min achitzen, vene nivra bipnim. Ulikteire oser. But if you want to cook it in the teira, so oser ashe yimlach achitzen livadei, upnimi livadei. So then, you have to salt, Dave, and the pnim. Avol im la'acha shemilei. After he put a feeling, molach achitzen. So first he put the boso inside Dave, and then he was melea dechitzi. So einei mafli dam shebipnimi. So then, so the melech cannot be mafli the dam from the filling. V'chol ze b'devet. Avu lechatchile eile aseis. So this is the Gemara in Pesachim daf ein dalet that haimul yase shore because kibele kachbele. V'chol ze b'devet. Avu lechatchile eile aseis. Shumul yase rakim nimlechu shnei. V'chol ze mayre. In other words, lechatchile we shouldn't boil an off or a gdi with a filling of basar inside unless you salted the eif separately and the filling separately. V'chol ze mayre sheim b'mulay sezu rak basar yasovim. Avol im yeshom beitzim hanikroshim dinei kil nizbashlo b'gdim. If it has beitzim hanikroshim, so then it prevents the whole process of gedolei kachpelte. Gedolei kachpelte. V'afil b'devet yesh le'aseir im lo'inim l'chushneim. Bosor shel lo'inim lach v'lo yehudach שניצלה עם בוסור שנמלח ויהודח is mutadevet. So if בוסור that was not נמלח and not הודח, if it was ניצלה together with בוסור that שנמלח ויהודח is mutadevet. אבל חתחילה עושה ניצלה עם בוסור שנמלח עם הבוסור של נמלח ואפילו הודח. התפל בוצק בייף של נמלח. So in other words, if someone puts flour in an eif that was not nimlach, so the Gemara in Pesachim says, the Gemara gives three klalim, the Gemara in Pesachim to find out. One klal in respect to smide. And smide means flour that is crude, not very fine. And then wheat flour. Wheat flour, smide is wheat flour that is crude, that is coarse, not very fine. And then another cloud, Gemara mentions in connection with wheat flour that is very fine, very minute. And the third cloud, Gemara mentions in connection with the flour of other minimal grain, barley, oats, rye, not wheat. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, it all depends. If he put in smide, in other words, wheat flour that is coarse in the eif, so then it is muter even if it became red, even if the flour became red, even if it's acid. Why? Because we say kibele kachbel, mashenke. If he filled it up with wheat flour that is very fine and minute, so then it's also even if the flour did not assume a red appearance. Why? Because on account of the minuteness of the flour, so we do not say kibele kachpelte, it's too small to be pellet. That is in regard to wheat flour. So it depends. If it's coarse wheat flour, so then it's always smoother, even if it became red. And if it's minute and fine wheat flour, so it's always osir. If it's coarse, so it's always smoother, because kibele kachpelte. But if it's fine, minute wheat flour, so it's always osir, even if the flour didn't become red. Suppose you filled up the eif with the flour of other minim, rye, oats, so on. So then it depends. If it became red, so then it's awesome. But if it didn't become red, so then it's mutter. So, but this is what Gemara says. But the Rishonim say that we are not bucky in determining what is considered coarse wheat flour, what is considered minute fine wheat flour, what is really red and what is just a little reddish but not really red. So because of that, so we ask. Hatefil botzik beiv shaloi nimlach aval gavdi b'gmore matlik min smida lishol kimche uvin asmik lo leasmik anan hashte lo ipkeinom b'milse uvichol gavdi yish laseh afilo im nimlach vishol kidim liche vahakein hu mudach aval im nimlach vishol kidim liche vahakein hudach muta b'chol gavdi vidavke lo itapil b'botzik osach aval muta lo imshea b'shemen oi bizir bosso shel nimlach dein ze meakif aplit u pashtide yesh le kondil bishl bigdeire bein li kule bein li chumre. In other words, you see, pashtide is even more chomor than beitz manichoshim, because beitz manichoshim, there are many rishenim who say that beitz manichoshim do not prevent the process of kibbeli kachbel day. We paskin that it does prevent the process of kibbeli kachbel day. Mashenkin pashtide, so all the poskim agree that pashtide prevents the process of kibbeli kachbel day. All right, so that is true.